Good evening and welcome to Quantum Sound Therapy Teleseminar. My name is Helena Riley, and tonight's a very special night. It is the advent of a full moon, and it is a time of cleansing. I've heard from a number of people that this is the time to deal with your shadows, to peel away the layers of the onion, to let go of what's no longer serving you in this new moon. So if you've been in this full moon, if you've been crying or feeling distraught, there's really a reason. So I'd like to welcome the new Miracle Tribe members. I think you know who you are, but Eric and Jamie and Serena, Lukaija, another James, and there are some actually just entering in. And many are bravely offering to bring the new scalar energy, the new earth modality to the world, despite the resistance. And it has indeed been an honor for me to do this, and I'm sure it will be an honor for all of you. It will truly change your life and the life of at least seven generations pre and post. So I'm going to ask just to take a moment of silence for the transmission tonight to be for the highest good of all, whether you're listening now or in 10 years, that the message reaches you so you receive what you need this evening. There's a lot of need, and as the paradigm shifts and as the old paradigm crumbles, there is a daily uncertainty, and there's also an acceleration or a speed up. And so you might be finding yourself feeling unsettled at times. Many are in major transitions, and it is when this type of energy becomes extremely important, because the impact is actually to align you with your causal body, so you reignite your purpose here. And I would like you to take one moment to also ask for the miracle inside that you need right now in your life. It could be a shift in consciousness. It could be cash flow. It could be anything. So let's just take a moment. So as we did that, the room filled here with your guides. So I think you're going to get delivery. I will be teaching you a few ways to do that also tonight. So this last week we were at Envision. I wasn't there, of course, but Eric Paliuka and Jamie Ayate were there. So we have Ann and Bill from Clearly Conscious on another mission across Canada. But I had an epiphany after I sent out that invitation. My apologies for the cancellations. I've had a rough health winter. But the epiphany had to do with an interview that I did that was inspired by Serena and a conversation about the growing of hemp. And I called Keith Dole, who's a Canadian farmer and dug fairly deeply into his research over the last 6 years. And I was going to play that tonight, but it's over an hour. So instead, I'm going to summarize the results for your contemplation. And then I've posted it on the review section under Keith Dole. It's the segment that is an hour and 4 minutes. You can listen to it at any time. I'll keep that up permanently, actually. But what I realized is that after interviewing him and thinking about the results, plants don't know how to resist light and scalar energy. So in the fact that they don't resist it, the resistance is really the domain of the subconscious, or the subconscious sabotage and the tyranny of the human life, the human being. And the results that I'm going to summarize show that. So over the last 6 years, Keith started with the Awaken, which was the early miracle, the primitive miracle, where we started dual nesting coils in the shop, putting one inside of another, and then building around that. So now we've triple nested and changed everything. But what we what he found is the following. So he has been using, starting with the Awaken and now the Miracle and the various applications. And this is with just the generic imprinting soundtrack, which you all should have on your Miracle. It's for food and water. And he found, so the protocol is very simple. He basically charged the bottom of the seed bin, so thousands of pounds of seeds, and he grows both hemp, wheat, and canola. And he would charge the bottom of the seed bin for about 24 hours before planting the seeds for germination. And then once the seeds were planted, he'd have the Miracle iCube on his tractor and running on the food imprinting track while he drives slowly row by row through the fields on his approximately 3,000 acre farm. And his results over the last 6 years were as follows. First of all, his intention was to was to double his net margins. And he's accomplished that and much more than that, and increases annually. He found that the germination of the seed occurs more quickly, so the seed is less likely to be infested by pests. So that's the way Scalar works. It sort of speeds up the growth. And someday we'll have the photography that will show that, so that instead of perhaps taking 4, 5, or 7 days, it might take 2 or 3 days, but during that briefer period, there's less disturbance from pests and bugs. He no longer uses pesticides, and on a 3,000-acre farm, this saves approximately $200,000 annually. And he has, by mistake, they reduced the use of fertilizer, which is really poisonous, you know, chemicals that they spray on the seeds, by 2/3, which is a huge savings and also decreases the level of, you know, the toxic load. And the yield of the plants and the density of the protein in the wheat has stayed at the highest level regardless of the environment, conditions, and challenges. And he finds that the roots of the plants are healthier and more durable. As well, they're not using glyphosate. Hope I pronounced that right. And that is, their finding is definitely connected to autism and all kinds of brain dysfunction and disease. In addition, he's completely changed the pH of the soil. The soil is really transforming. And, of course, the soil benefits are cumulative and increase over the year. And, of course, you know, a side benefit is that the children of the family and the who are playing at the farm, as well as the adults, are not being exposed to the toxic chemicals while the humans play and work at the farm. So he believes that the scalar vortex created by the scalar technology is not attractive to bugs and pests. It's too high a frequency and the vortex actually expels them. And this, and also they don't irrigate, and it results in, so it means that they're more vulnerable to the weather because they don't, you know, artificially irrigate the crops, which means that. But he's had consistent yields at the highest level for the last 6 years. So what does that tell us? It shows without a doubt that plants do not know how to resist the light or the scalar energy like humans attempt to do. And so they pull it in. And what he's observed, what Keith, who couldn't be here tonight, so I'm summarizing for him, but you can go and listen. There are 2 interviews, actually, and we'll probably be doing more interviews. But what it shows is that this is also going on in the human organism. We just don't really see it. And he said that the vibration of the seeds, when it's after they've been, he calls it quantum activated or scalar energy activated or Tesla activated, he says that there's a huge dynamic energy field. So I wanted to, in addition to, so there's the epiphany. Plants don't resist the light. Humans do. And so the gift of why is Tesla scalar energy so precious? And in the future, people will realize the value of this. At the moment, not so much, and we get questioned every day. So this research is very significant, and I'm sure that if there are any cannabis or hemp farmers on the line tonight, I'm sure that we can assist in the growth of many things, and it obviously has global significance when we can use scalar energy instead of pesticides and reverse and increase the nutrients in the earth and perhaps return us. And as was stated in Revelations, one day in the near future, scalar energy will serve to free mankind from so much suffering and toil, and ultimately herald a new heaven and a new earth. And Tesla's discoveries and inventions did indeed provide the seminal environment that was necessary to introduce scalar energy to the world. But now it's time for mankind to acknowledge and embrace the scalar energy. However, you know, resistance and lack of understanding is something that we confront each day. And upon reflection later in his life, Tesla remarked that the new power of scalar energy for driving the world's machinery will be derived from the energy which operates the universe, the cosmic energy, whose central source for the earth is the sun, and which is everywhere present in unlimited quantities. And so this is the point. We've developed these tools that are impacting us in similar ways. And I think even I received an email from Angelica about her mother, the disappearance of some foreign object in her body, which, you know, we hear every day, but, you know, it's difficult to make that connection. But when you're living in a field of light with a great cancellation, and if you want to learn more about scalar energy, the recording on February of 2017, I went into depth. I don't think I'll have time tonight to go into the depth, because I do want to go over the miracle and the applications I figured out over the last couple of months. So when we apply this, it's subtle. It's very subtle, and it occurs as we saw with the plants and the fields. And that was one more thing that Keith said, that the pH of the earth has changed to greater alkalinity. So over time, every cell in your body is actually altered, living in the field. And the cancellation effect when the scalar coil is wound, is when the energy is directed, sorry, I just got a little distracted. When that is directed, the cancellation effect, which is also known as a zero-point energy field or a scalar energy field, this is where we optimize our growth and relax into perhaps becoming, holding a higher vibration. And the scalar energy actually works to increase the energy level of every single cell in the body. I think the plants indicate that. And so they don't need pesticides. They actually sort of repel them. They repel bugs. And it protects your DNA from damage. And it increases the energy levels in every single hydrogen item in the body as well, which holds your DNA, which this has been verified by spectrographs. And the scalar energy as well improves the cell wall permeability, which thus facilitates the intake of nutrients and the detoxification of the elimination of waste in every cell of the body. So it's cleansing the blood. And you can think of scalar as a field and not a wave. And that is filled with energy, information, and light. And my metaphor for this evening in the plants also shows to us that when we just receive that energy graciously and gratefully, we also facilitate our transformation. And I do want to play this one audio tonight because it is a summary of how the miracle actually works on the DNA. And then I'm going to go through the techniques that I figured out so that you can all practice them over the next couple of weeks. I'm covering a lot because we're kind of a few weeks behind. But I'm just going to play this so you can begin to absorb how this type of scalar energy imprints the DNA with new information, simultaneously protecting you from some of the negative.
Recently, energy. I was inspired to produce another iCube. Would you please give us an overview of what we can expect from this new breakthrough technology? Thank you.
Yes, it does seem to help with this. What we notice going on here is a resonance taken with the DNA spirals in the body, particularly those closest to the coil. So this begins if you are holding it in the skin, if it is sitting next to the abdomen, in the organs adjacent to this, and then begins slowly to increase one cell activating another cell. So it moves from the skin then deeper into the blood, into the organs, into the bone. What occurs is a slight shift in the resonant frequency of the DNA heli in each cell. These little helixes are under a constant state of vibration. And there has always been a tendency for these to, in a sensitive manner, pick up on the various EMFs and frequencies around them. And so the higher component energies of scalar wave have always affected these. But there has not been so much of a resonance taken. And so energetics are immediately released and moved to the higher vibrational levels all the way to the causal with your other technologies. But with this device, there seems to be more of this moving of the DNA spirals in sync, or some kind of lockstep with each other. This is subtle. It is not as if you are going to change the underlying DNA frequencies. And part of the problem is that these frequencies, because the DNA spirals are so tiny, these frequencies are very high, a higher range than would likely be possible with your technology, into the megahertz and so on. But as these coils are in a state of resonance, they begin to affect each other. And this slowly spreads through the body. It seems that it reaches its maximum point somewhere in about 3 to 5 minutes. And then there is a sort of lockstep or interaction that takes place that is quite different, one person to the next. It is unpredictable how such will be helpful. A few people may find it uncomfortable, and this is very easy to correct simply by moving the location of the miracle. You put it in a different hand, you locate it lower or higher, you put it on the chest or the abdomen or whatever, and this will instantly correct as a new resonance will be established. This is a very purely physical attribute that does not have the sort of higher vibrational component that you see associated with your other technologies. Those are all there. Those energetics are all present. But this begins to exert an influence that makes the heart center, fourth chakra in particular, tend to open, tend to receive a positive sort of loving energy that has to do with the originating component of your being. What got you here? Oftentimes, this is a very difficult aspect for people to acknowledge and work with. A sort of acknowledgement of your existence, that you exist. And in some ways, this would be the miracle of life, of understanding, it would be the phrase or affirmation that might be associated with this device. I exist, or I am. And its purpose is to allow the sense that then through the physical you can receive. All different kinds of energies then become more available. If what you're going to receive is healing for the brain or the nervous system, so be it. If you're going to receive energies that would be helpful in your life in other ways, try in your visualization and imagination of this to physicalize them, to put it somewhere in the body, to put it in somewhere in a bodily system. At the very least, see it as a glow all over the body. Here you will be then simply strengthening this sense of vibration. Each cell in the body that has a strand of DNA is receiving vibration, as the DNA is in a state of movement in the liquids and the softer materials that compose the cell. This is interacting in ways that are able to assist the receiving of information. And this information that then is made available, I exist, I am, is one that strengthens the DNA's purpose in bringing through the originating energies, those aspects that would tell you to be, to breathe, to be alive, to connect to others, to enjoy the world, the most basic of things as you would understand them associated with life is the beginning part of this. This is a powerful, helpful sort of energy, but it is not intrinsically directed. To direct it would obviously happen with the frequencies you use, but there's also the way in which your consciousness is involved with this. And welcoming something associated with those frequencies can have a somewhat more physical effect, and for most people would seem to focus in the central chakra of the fourth chakra. Reasoning for this simply being that the basic three above and below release energy, and this all comes together in a way in which the love energy, the awareness energy, the being energy, the existence energy is that of a positive. You would think that I exist would primarily relate to root chakra, and there is some stimulation of this naturally. But its primary focus is not that at the physical, even though this does seem like it is at the level of DNA, because it is the manifestation of the purpose of this vibration, of the purpose of coming into existence. And it is that enabling purpose that shows up so more powerfully as the DNA is stimulated in this way. Is this clear?
Yes, I thank you for all that. I think it's an important piece of our product. And at night, Helen and I, we have it at the top of our headboard. So that's how we did, but Helen loves to pick it up, and now I realize
if
why.
It is at the top of the head, even if it is not in contact, the first stimulation will be to the hair follicles. The DNA there will begin to transmit to the ones next to them. Although there will be some stimulation of the head chakras, and especially the pineal and the top of the head, there will also be an energy that immediately moves into the bloodstream. The brain is full of blood, and that energetic through the watery systems in the body will assist till after about 3 minutes, some of the stimulation will begin in the ankles and the feet and the toes, and then a wave energy, likely to start moving up and down naturally, since the device is placed above the head in such fashion, it would tend to move towards and away from the device. Does this clarify?
Excellent. Thank you so much for that.
Well, that would affect, actually, it sounds like it's the best healing instrument then, though, if it's affecting the cells at that level.
Well, that is interesting. It is going to be seen as to how that works. For instance, many individuals will find a particular organ is very stressed. Liver, pancreas, very typical. And so healing there first sometimes has the most profound effect on the body. But where an energy might be needed over the entire body, rather than focused in one particular area, then this certainly seems well applied. Because then it can work to an entire system, be it the circulatory system or the nervous system or the immune system, something in which transmission over the entire body can be particularly helpful. Does this clarify?
Yes, and I also tend to move it around a lot. So that's it also seems to clear very powerfully extraneous energies so that...
You are reinforcing the underlying vibration, and so other energies are naturally clear.
Ah, okay, good. That's excellent. People seem to really need that these days. Okay, excellent. That's exciting. It seems to have helped me to sleep less.
Okay, so the techniques. So if you take the miracle, as you heard from that, if you play, it's the fastest way to activate and clear the pineal, the midbrain, and therefore your healing power as well, is actually to sleep with the miracle at the top of your head, placed in like a vertical at the top of your head. If it can be touching, as Lauren was saying, the hair follicles first, but then it goes through the entire body. So if you both take turmeric and place it on the forehead, I talked about that last summer, Harataki, to just detoxify. But the use of this, of the directionality, the vertical directionality will actually direct the energy through the body. And what I was saying in the previous email was that I had figured out that that I could shorten the duration or the symptoms of whatever I was being exposed to. For some reason, I just kept on picking things up this year, it seems, and transmuting them myself. But if you place the miracle tube, and you know, contained in that, just so you know, the anatomy of it is the at the top and the bottom, there are the three chakras drawn by Kaleshwar and 108 saints. And then inside there are the six scalar coils, the inert noble gases, the 24 karat gold and silver, the copper hexagonal cores, the carbon, the oxygen tube. So in other words, it's highly alchemical. So if you direct that consciously through your system, you actually can begin to decalcify and kind of break up any kind of stagnation that's in the physical body. Because all illness and diseases, you know, both infection but also circulation, the way you recover has to do with circulation and inflammation, so that nothing serious begins to happen. If you then take the thing I've been playing with a lot to activate healing power is, and also transmission of third eye energy into the group and into the people I'm dealing with for healing, is if you take the miracle cylinder and place it at the third eye, if you actually look, the Sri Chakra, I know many people have resisted this, but it's actually designed that if you, first of all, there are LEDs, which are 660 nanometers. That is ideal for the big C word, which I won't say the big word, but it does, the big C doesn't like the 660 lights. It'll actually dissipate it. I guess the plants seem to know that. So if you take that and stare at it with a wish, with a desire, with a need, that image is not an accidental, beautiful drawing. It is a yantra that is for love and prosperity. So when you look at that, if you have a desire, you will automatically fulfill that in time. In divine timing, of course, and obviously for your highest good. But do keep that in mind. So the lights are actually activating the neurons in the brain and doing all kinds of things. And there is a lot of research on that if you want to Google it. But the actual diagram, though it has been somewhat controversial, is designed for, you know, for a specific purpose, to raise your frequency. And if you then take the coil and place it on your third eye, looking at it, you'll actually see the reflection of your two eyes. If you put it like an inch away from your third eye, and you can flash the LEDs into the third eye. And at that point, if you're working on a manifestation or clearing something, so let's say you have an emotion that just came up, and it's, let's say it's sadness or frustration, if you actually take this, you can use it to dissipate. That's what light does. It'll change the frequency of that energy and transmute it into something that's more beneficial that creates the solution instead of the problem. So I find, as Clarence said, 3 to 5 minutes just staring into that, and you can break up almost any stagnant energy pattern, even if it is really ancestral or something that you see repeated in your family. And I also observed, so this is the other thing I was talking about, is that the reason I canceled the February teleseminars was kind of a strange one. It wasn't that I had the flu or whatever that strange energy was. I lost my voice, and so I couldn't speak, and my voice sounded sort of like a frog or something. But so I couldn't push through it. But what I learned is that I was working through I actually didn't really want to speak. And the throat chakra there was some stagnation of energy that was being worked on. And as I went through that process, I guess that got freed up. And it seemed as though if I did speak, I only wanted to speak the truth to people that could hear it. And so I've been spending a lot of time pointing the miracle cylinder to the throat chakra, even if I'm talking to someone on the phone, like I am now. I'm talking to, I think there are like, I don't know, something like 75 to 100 people. So we're just talking to each other, and I'm putting this at the throat chakra. And in doing that, I think it's really important in the new earth, and in the new earth of scalar energy, to speak the truth, to be the truth. So when you're having a conversation, if you notice, like I've noticed right now, my voice is strange. And so place it at your throat chakra and continue. I can see the reflection, actually, because I've moved out onto the porch. And so notice what that's doing. Just notice what it is you're saying and what it is you're not saying, and start to move the energy consciously. And then if you take it to the heart chakra, which you heard Clarence speak about, the fourth chakra, which is in between, 3 above, 3 below, this is actually where the miracle, oddly, is working a lot right now on humanity. And if you noticed also, there was a notation that it connects causally to all the other instruments. So, also, as you heard, if you have digestive problems, take the light. And there's a massive difference between when you take it and you put the light into the stomach or the colon or the digestive tract, or if you put it at like horizontal and then put your palms at the cylinder. But you can also sleep that way, so that if you did have, for example, you know, food poisoning or something on that level of indigestion, you can put, there is a digestive soundtrack, and you can use it. You can place it for any place on your skin if there's any closest to the organ that's in the greatest trouble. The scalar energy will immediately go to the organ that's in the greatest need. So if it's the stomach, if it's the brain, and in most people over the age of 30, they say, you know, it's usually the other organs that are suffering a lot. And so if you place it, and I think that's where we've all, because it is 24/7 plug and play, we're very grateful for that. But it, as a healing instrument, and I know we have downplayed that, we've played it very safe. Put it back on my throat chakra. But you can use this, for example, one of the members of the group had a rash. So if you take it and you place the LED and the scalar energy, it shouldn't take much to stimulate the healing capacity, like 3 to 5 minutes. And if you want, just place it there and sleep. Just try to make sure that it doesn't, like, fall off the bed onto, like, your ceramic tiles or something. And so I think you get the picture. And, of course, because if you want to work on all of the organs, what I figured out, of course, is if you do reflexology using the LEDs or place the scalar coil, I should have this on Zoom right now, at your feet, you can work on all of the organs and glands simultaneously. And that will greatly purify the blood, the toxicity of the blood as well. Anything at the top of the head or the feet will increase the circulation of the body and the cleansing of the blood, which is one of the things that is happening continuously while living in this field. I think it's time now to begin the meditation. So I'll be covering this as I'm inspired each week, actually, so you can practice. And my plan is to do a minimum of one a month and attempt to do two teleseminars a month, health permitting and travel schedule permitting. Okay, so I'm going to buzz off for a moment now, and I'll be right back. We're going to stop the recording and start again.